Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We've got a lot for you on this Monday from the NovaCare Complex. And I guess we're going to start, Chris, in the slot. Little Jordan Matthews in focus, little Brad Smith conversation. Why not? Everybody's been talking about that position all training camp long.
Certainly. Everyone has enjoyed watching Jordan Matthews flourish throughout the course of training camp. Some would argue that he's been the training camp star at this point, but Brad Smith is a trusty veteran. He knows the offense. He came in the middle of last season, and he's proven to this point that he should be with the first team offense.
Well, we will see how that transpires throughout the rest of camp into the preseason, which, of course, begins on Friday night. The Eagles in Chicago against the Bears. Watch all the action on 6ABC locally and follow it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our digital channels. Let's get you caught up with everything that happened today. Bo Wolf out on the field catching us up with the latest news.
Thanks, guys. And 4 days away from the preseason opener against the Chicago Bears, defensive coordinator Bill Davis talked about why we have seen so much shuffling with the first team defense in the secondary so far in training camp. And DeMeco Ryans, after practice, talked about some of the new things this Eagles defense can do in 2014.
The best way to evaluate your twos and your threes is the same against some ones. And it really is a telltale sign of can they do it in the NFL if you keep them on your roster and you have to play them in a real game against their ones. Where are we at with this young man? And it kind of makes for a little chaos in training camp, but it's good chaos, and we're doing it for a specific reason. It's a true evaluation of our three on a one or a two on a one.
You see some guys show up. Some guys just have it, man. You can see that in practice. Some guys just naturally are gifted, talented athletes, and they have it. And you can see that initially when you step out here in practice. And then you have guys who, when the lights are on, guys show up on game day, you're like, wow. And, you know, some guys just shock you on game day because, you know, you can't see everything out here on practice. We can't go all out and just, you know, just kill our own teammates.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. As you know, we like to get perspectives from all of the media, whether they're from out of town or whether they're from Philadelphia. Chris, you had a chance to talk to Tim McManus, who does a fine job for PhillyMag.com, talking about the Eagles. He's here every day, and he's got a lot of observations to make. A
lot of observations, great insight. And after this break here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I have 5 questions, including who has been the star up to this point here at training camp.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. And our special guest in the studio today is none other than Tim McManus, our good friend from Birds 24/7. You saw him plenty of times here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com last season in our Cover 2 segment. And Tim, you do a great job each and every day breaking down practice. What has been the biggest surprise for you thus far in training camp?
I'll go with that Nolan Carroll. You know, he was really under the radar signing, at least for me. I mean, depth purposes, I thought maybe that would be a good addition, and cornerback certainly could use it. But he has come in and he's flashed on a daily basis at training camp. I mean, he's really been on the defensive side the guy that has stood out probably the most. A pass breakup or two each and every day. He's using his body to extend and break it up. Now he's starting to get some interceptions under his belt. So Nolan Carroll, I think, has been really surprising, and I know that the coaching staff is pleased with him as well.
Do you think he cracks the starting lineup? That's a big question that we get each and every
day. The way that they're talking, it sounds like they're going to start him out at dime, and I think that'll be good. Because last year, because they didn't have the depth that they were hoping for, they would get into trouble situations if one of the starters went down and they couldn't go into the sub-packages like they wanted to. That meant more mileage for guys like D'Amico Ryans. And so he comes in, and he's going to find a playing field somehow. I think it's possible that eventually he works his way into a starting spot, but I think he's going to start out as the dime corner.
All right, Tim, I started you off with the biggest surprise. Who has been the star of training camp thus far?
Not Jordan Matthews. Come on, man. There's been a lot of hype around him, and I don't want to get crazy. Like, some people are getting carried away with him, but I do think that Jordan Matthews has been a really nice addition to the Eagles thus far, what he brings in terms of energy. And he's been killing it with the second team. I mean, it's him and Mark Sanchez. You know, it's pitch and catch all day is basically what I'm seeing. You still have to see whether he can get separation, especially downfield, and in particular against the ones once he starts running with them. Chip Kelly eventually is going to move him into that role, and I'm really interested to see how he fares. But so far, so good for Jordan Matthews.
Brad Smith is not going to be happy with the answer. Well, hold him off thus far. So.
Yeah, he's doing all right, though. He's moving along. But come on, Jordan Matthews, man.
Tim, let me ask you this. Who has been the most improved player from last training camp to now?
I would say Moma. He's done a nice job. I don't know if he's going to make the team, because a lot of the wide receiver positions are spoken for already. But there have been moments in this camp, like yesterday is a good example, where he goes one-on-one with Brandon Boykin. And that, even though there's a height disparity there, it's still a pretty tough matchup because Boykin is excellent in coverage. And Moma got the better of him. He was able to use his size and his physicality to get some separation and come down with the ball. And that's something that you want to see. Last year, he didn't really look like he belonged, to be perfectly honest. And this year, he looks like he belongs. Whether he makes the club, it's still a long shot, but I like what I've seen out of Big Mo.
So that's what you get for Fonny Moma there, your most improved player. Now, what's the biggest question that remains to be answered in your estimation?
I'd say the defense. I mean, there's still Malcolm Jenkins was brought in, and I think the secondary between that and Carroll, the drafting of Jalen Watkins, I think that you have more depth, and I think the secondary can be better. But how good is the defense going to be overall? Can it make strides in year two under Billy Davis now that they know the system? I think that they can hold it down, but can they be kind of championship caliber? That's really the question. Will playmakers start to emerge? Michael Kendricks, will he take the next step forward? Same thing for Fletcher Cox. I mean, all these kind of questions still remain about the day.
All right, Tim, Friday night, the Eagles open the preseason on the road against the Chicago Bears. What's the biggest storyline that you're following for the game?
I'm looking at the wide receivers. I want to see what they can do. I mean, obviously, the big story of the offseason was losing number 10, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in that respect. I mean, does Jordan Matthews, now that he's in game action, does he take a step forward? What does Josh Huff look like? And how does the duo of Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper, assuming that Cooper is healthy enough to be on the playing field, he's dealing with the foot injury still, but how is that duo? Are they good enough to kind of pick up where last year left off? So that's what I'm looking for out of the offense.
Tim McManus from Birds 24/7. You can also hear him on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tremendous insight. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'll have more coming up on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
My Bobo-pedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Commander is the ultimate in comfort at only $9.99.
Bobo-pedic memory foam cushion.
Baby soft, top grain leather everywhere you sit.
With the push of a button, recline to your perfect position.
With the matching love seat, only $19.98.
No phony sales, no phony gimmicks.
Just untouchable value.
No wonder my Bob's keeps growing and growing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of whatever USA.
People of America,
Whatever USA is a real town that Bud Light is taking over for the summer. And just like you're watching on your real TV with your real eyeballs, you can go for real. Find out how at upforwhatever.com.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets. Which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Eagles fans enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSN Philly Weekly for your chance to get lower level seats to every home game this season.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And I think it's time for one of our favorite segments in the show, 2 Minute Tweets. Dave, you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, first and foremost, from M. Simeon, 94, wants to know, do you guys think that Brandon Graham will make the 53-man roster?
Well, it certainly would appear to be the Brandon Graham make or break training camp and preseason. He's made some very nice strides on the outside. I do think he'll make this 53-man roster, and he's one of those players who really will benefit from a couple of days of tutelage from hopefully future Hall of Famer Kevin Green, who's been in Philadelphia working on some pass rush techniques, working on the violent nature for these outside linebackers. And Graham has made some good strides. I do think he makes the 53.
Yes, indeed. Connor Barwin actually saying that last season was a transition one for Brandon Graham. Now he's had a chance to get fully acclimated to the scheme and should be able to take advantage of all of his athleticism here in 2014. Our second question comes from Shah X Ali and wants to know, do you expect more two tight end packages this season with the departure of DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, I'm not sure that the departure of DeSean Jackson is the reason that the Eagles might be using two tight end sets. I think it was 14% of the time they used them last year. I do expect that number to increase. Zach Ertz, his knowledge in the offense has increased. He's been terrific out there every day in practice. So I do think that if Chip and Pat Shurmur want to use the two tight end set, they certainly have the flexibility to do so. So yes is the answer, but not maybe as much as you think with Darren Sproles here and some pretty good young receivers.
I mean, there's so much flexibility within this offense. Like you mentioned, all the receivers, Jordan Matthews, Josh Huff, and you mentioned Darren Sproles. So certainly a lot of flexibility there for the coaches. Last but not least, how is the chemistry developing between Jeremy Maclin and Nick Foles? This comes from Sicilian King, 69.
Yeah, no problem at all. They worked together during the 2012 season. Maclin's been on the practice field every day. So I think that if you're looking for a go-to guy in the offense down the field, it's likely to be number 18. He and Nick Foles certainly have a good rapport so far.
Certainly no question about it. Now, one of the receivers we talked about, Jordan Matthews, he is the subject of today's In Focus from Melissa Kelly. How is the rookie developing in the short time that he's been in Philadelphia?
Second-round pick wide receiver Jordan Matthews came into training camp with all eyes on him. He had a very successful college career for Vanderbilt, where he led the SEC in receptions and receiving yards. He also received All-America and first-team All-SEC honors during both his junior and senior year. He credits his time in the SEC for preparing him for the NFL, and he also sets very high standards for himself.
At the end of the day, if I can go out there and catch the ball and then make things happen, I feel like, you know, that's one thing that I can rest easy at night about. The other part about that, though, is handling the mental aspect, making sure I remember all the plays, you know, really got to cut down on the MAs. That's part of learning. I know each day I want to continue to go back and look at my playbook, go to my iPad and figure out what I did wrong and try to improve on that. I know the mental part is going to come, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make plays for the team. That's just who I am. That's just my standard. You know, maybe people will look at it and say, oh, he's working extremely hard, but I think everybody here works hard. People just have different ways of showing it. You know, if I don't catch the ball and run out the play, then I can't rest easy at night. You know, I can't lay my head on my pillow and know that I gave my best. So that's just who I am. That's the standard that I have for myself, and that's just going to be the way I continue to practice and play each day.
Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur is thrilled by all the great attributes that he sees in the wide receiver.
Well, I think he can play anywhere. I mean, he can play outside, inside. But as a slot receiver, he's got size. He's good against bump and run coverage. His spatial awareness is good. You know, there's different combinations of things that can happen when you're inside as opposed to outside. And he kind of has a good feel for that. And you've seen throughout the camp, he's been able to get open and make plays. And then The other advantage is he's young and he's got courage, and so he can run around in there and catch the ball with people around him, and I think that's important.
Matthews will be sure to see a lot of playing time for their first preseason game this Friday at Chicago. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Well, Chris, you had a chance to talk to the other slot receiver that not a whole lot of people are talking. Jordan Matthews has been in focus every single day here in the summer. But Brad Smith not going away.
Certainly. I wouldn't call him the other slot receiver because he's been working with the first team offense throughout all of training camp. But, hey, he's a veteran who's played for a couple NFL teams, been in New York with the Jets, been in Buffalo, and now he's here with the Eagles and Chip Kelly. And I asked him, how does Chip Kelly differentiate himself from the other NFL coaches that he's played for?
Chip is so cerebral. He's always coaching guys. You can coach the defensive backs, the linebackers, the receivers, of course, offensive line. So he has a great feel for the big picture. And I think the way he can coach you, you know, to understand the play, you know, not just what you're doing, but how you fit into it. And if you do this, you can help, you know, the guy on the other side of the field out. So just being able to understand the big picture, he's really good at explaining that.
We'll have that entire interview for you tomorrow when Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns. All right, so that'll do it for us today. Reminder, the Eagles practice on Tuesday, a walkthrough on Wednesday, a light walkthrough on Thursday, and then it's off to Chicago for the preseason opener, 8 o'clock, Philadelphia time. You can watch it locally on 6ABC. Chris, cannot wait to get some football games, see another team.
It's about time.
Got a busy 2 weeks coming up because then the Eagles come back. Open practice at Franklin Field on Sunday, and then it's off to New England for the week of practice against the Patriots.
Yes, indeed.
For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for watching us today. Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, returns tomorrow.